What's up, people? This is Perigo, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week. And I'm your host, Perigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Oops.
Hello, Claudia. How are you?
I'm okay, but this week was sucks, but still alive.
Yeah, that's important, to be alive. And this week is really sucked. Yes, I'm all right. I'm exhausted, but in a good way, because I've just played 3 hours of volleyball, and it's good to be sitting right now and chatting with you. Today is our like 8th episode, and if we will count the first one, which was pilot, it's our 9th episode. And today, I believe, we are finishing the first season. I'm not sure that anybody knew that it was first season, but here we go. This is the end. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's cool. And it's also, I don't know, because I don't know what this means. What this means for our show. What will be next? Something change or I don't know. But it's really great that we spent so much time for that. Yeah, it's actually cool. Yeah,
agree. It's really awesome to look back and see the progress. I think we did great and we are doing great. And what do you want to tell us about today?
Actually today I want to talk about podcasts.
Whoa, it's podcast inside podcast.
No, I just want to discuss this topic in general, not talk about specific podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's your, it's your way usually.
Yeah, it's my thing.
It's cool that we, a few months ago, we started something new, like this show, and we talk about stuff which came to our mind
last week.
Yeah, and we have the I don't know, something like our written, and we have we do not record a new episode every week, but we try to, and it's great. And I don't know, I feel really good about all this situation and this thing that we make our own podcast. It's really, I don't know, it's really great. And also we work a lot and we become more, I don't know, good. We have better quality. We have, I don't know, cool topics every time. And it's great. And also I noticed that I started to listen more podcast.
Mm-hmm.
because I started to listen our podcast. No. Really, I start to thinking about podcast more, different shows, and I still haven't like favorite one or something, but sometimes I just search some topic inside of, I don't know, Spotify or Apple Podcast, and started to listen random podcast about something, and I'm like, wow, cool, it's my new thing for spending time.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe I think that I can understand more how it works, and I noticed a lot of things in other shows, and it's cool. We're still not so cool like Lex Fridman, but we are already cool.
It depends how you judge coolness, because like in some ways maybe we're more cooler than Lex Fridman.
Maybe in some way. Yeah. And actually I tried to today is October 2023, yeah. And fall usually the end of the middle and the end of the fall, it's usually a time when you start to thinking about next year and you
sorry, what did you say?
Already
fall?
Mm?
You said fall?
Autumn.
Damn, Claudia.
I mean.
we should cut this part. You said twice fall, man.
What will be next? Apartment?
Gosh. You should, like, think more about what you're saying, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It's autumn.
I live in my flat, and this is autumn.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah, should be more focused on. So, in that period of year, we actually can thinking about the next year, try to make some forecast and, I don't know, predict some trends and something like this. And I try to find information about podcast industry, like trends for next year or something, like what will be in that field. Because we are podcasters now and we should be on the same page with industry. But there are not so many forecasts right now, but I found the article, I know something, like in, actually it was in LinkedIn, I think, yeah, and this, I don't know, article called like 7 podcast trends you do not want to miss in 2023.
Wow. And I love this name. This title, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, we still in 2023 and we still have a show, a podcast, and we still can do not miss something. We still have a time. Yeah. And I want to talk about these trends and yeah, discuss some of them. Maybe we already in. Are you ready?
No, but let's try.
Yeah, it's actually not something special. It's just the basic things. And the first one, it's interactive and participative.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this moment very long.
Entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Interactive and participatory. I can't. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I can't.
Okay. Can you like say part, like part by part, break it into
part,
chunks?
Part, it's T.
Okay.
I don't know why it becomes so fun. I can finish the word. Why? Patory. Patory. Participatory. Okay, just interactive podcast, okay?
Okay, and something about participation.
Participation? I can say participation.
Mm-hmm.
But Tori, no, I can say Tori after something. I don't know why. Tori. you know, yeah, that a lot of shows try to be like not only one way communication. They try to talk with their audience, try to make some interactive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners can, be a part of this, and they are active, engaged in this process. There are some, Q&A sessions and just question without answers. Yeah, and what do you think? We have something like this, or we will?
We have. We should do more. Like, and if somebody is listening this episode right now, like, if you're listening, you should know that we have a Telegram group. Is it group?
Mm-hmm. Channel.
Channel. I think it's channel. Telegram channel, yeah. And you can, like, leave comments, something like that. Some of our friends comment there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, I think we have, like, even I post some memes, I think, but only me, unfortunately. But yeah, I like this.
I don't know who else can.
I like this trend, but I don't know if it's a trend, but I think it's the way it should be. Yeah, like not one person or two person or whatever, like only host like emits some information, but also there should be like some feedback loops.
Okay, yeah, and actually we can skip the second one for now and go to third trend. It's transmedia storytelling, and this mean that a lot of artists, authors, they try to tell in their story or make this narrative across multiple media platforms using social media, using video, live events, and the podcast, like the main part. Yeah, and I think that our Telegram channel is the part of this trend. Like, we have community in Telegram, and actually I thought about Instagram and Reels with our takes, but it's still in process.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Actually it's cool. I think this part is way more about our situation. Transmedia storytelling, using multiple media platforms, and make get in touch with our audience in every in the all internet and even offline one day.
Yes, we will come to your
Can
place.
Can you imagine?
Together. And we will gather feedback.
Yeah, and I know that right now our listeners, like, everywhere, for example, in USA, in Germany, in Spain. Yeah.
France.
Great. We have so much people who listen it.
Yes. Half.
And yes,
half the planet.
And one day. Yeah, and one day we can make a tour for all these cities. Like, Perigo show goes offline, goes wild.
Yeah. At some point we will, in Vegas, there is a new venue, concert venue. This
sphere.
Sphere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We last time when we discussed VR and other stuff, I forgot to say something like this, like, what? Because it was so in that topic. But yeah, our podcast should be on this stage.
Yes, at some point. I think in 2 years we can achieve that, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before I'm still was 20 something before my 30.
20 something, awesome. I like it.
Okay. Okay, what else? They also said that one of the trends, it's personalized and niche content. I think we fucked up this trend because we our content in general is so personalized, and of course it's so niche, but it's everything in everywhere.
Yes.
It's so random. And we, of course, we're focusing on something, but...
It's so random and surprising that even you and me, we don't know what, like, other person, you or me, we'll talk about, but I like this. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great. It's our way. We have our own way to develop this industry.
Yes.
Okay, what else? I think it should be your favorite, and it was a trend for this year. And what do you think it should be?
Something black?
No, other stuff that you always use. It's kind of technology and
AI?
Yeah. Artificial intelligence and voice assistant integration. It is the trend for this year, actually. And yeah, they wrote that we can integrate something like Siri, Alexa, or Google Assistant in our podcast. Or just use something.
We host our podcast like on Spotify, and also we post in Telegram. And like recently I found out that Spotify collaborates with OpenAI, and they with OpenAI, with their like tool, they will translate podcasts in different languages. And they will keep intonation and voices. So it's going to be like you in parallel reality, but Spanish person, for example,
Can we translate it on Russian? I want to save intonation and all my things.
Okay.
And giggles.
We will try, definitely, like right now they rolled out to... I guess Lex Friedman or like top podcasters, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but in the future it will be available to such small niche podcasters like us.
Yeah, maybe not on the next season, but maybe season 3 will be.
Will be in all languages.
Translated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's great. I think we try to, I don't know, discuss the way how we can use AI in our show.
Sorry, one question. One question, Claudia. If this feature will be like available for us, will we still be recording in English and then translating in Russian? Or we will start recording in Russian and then... translating
in English. No, we still these podcasts are originally on English. It's 100% I don't know information but we can translate it to Russian by AI. It is so I don't know stupid but so great in
it's
the same
it's going to be
point.
Hilarious. Yes. Also, I don't understand like how they will count listens. Like, if, for example, we will have our episode in English, but we translate with AI in Russian, and somebody will listen it in Russian language, will it still be counted as, like, one episode, or it will be two and two separate? I think it's going to be one. Yeah.
I think it... Yeah, yeah. And I know that in Yandex... browser, they have this feature for video, and you can watch video on English, but they translate it on Russian, like sound. They make a new voice
track
layer. And but you it counts like you watch video, but with your settings, like with subtitles, but. It's crazy. It's crazy. And wow, we will be in that.
I think
moment, in that point
we started in a really good time. Yeah, so we will have some experience when this will be like rolled out, and we will
finally
conquer.
All my Russian friends finally can listen this. Because they still not ready, like
they just don't know English.
It's not hard.
They just don't know English. Russian people, they don't know English, you know.
And we are.
I'm Italian.
Okay, for today.
I'm Italian, Kazakhstanian.
Okay. Okay, my favorite Italian Kazakhstanian friend. Métis.
Yes.
Okay, we still have 3 more trends. Localization and global expansion. What do you think this mean?
We just discussed it.
Yeah, podcasts are crossing borders and language barriers. Yeah, we are. Podcasts are all of this.
Yeah, like with AI, it means like translating your voice. But like right now, I know that Lex Fridman, for example, he pays to people that make transcriptions for his podcast so people could read it in different languages.
Yeah, but I mean that a lot of podcasts we or someone like creators, they recognize the potential of reaching international audience. Okay, for beginning you can use English because it's the big international language. And people all over the world can be part of your audience. It's cool, it's great. Yeah. And they said that this trend not only expands the listener's base, but also fosters diversity. Yeah. Inclusivity and all this stuff. Yeah. Like cultural exchange, like all this stuff is globalization. I love all everything with globalization. Global. Go global. Yeah. Yeah. And we're part of this globalization.
Yes.
Because we're part of podcasting community.
Oh, because we are people with one nationality and we traveled the world in other places. So we like diversify, you know?
Cultural exchange. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Monetization and advertising innovations. This trend for this year. We still not in the trend. But we open to your ready for offers.
Yes. We can
ready for cooperation.
Put your advertisement in our podcast. But what stuff would you like to promote? I think that
me?
Yeah.
Or our audience. I think we should start just to with I don't know. We start to make episodes with guests and they should pay us.
That's a nice monetization model.
Yeah, advertising innovations.
Yeah, so people, if you will come to our podcast, remember, you will pay.
95%. Yeah. Still have this 5% that this guest will be an interesting person and we can make it for free.
Okay.
Yeah, it's everything about this goes to the next season.
Yes, next 9th season.
Yeah, okay. And monetization. We still can catch some of this trend in this year. Or maybe last year. I believe. Okay, and the last one is enhanced production quality. Yeah, and they said that podcast industry becomes more competitive. Creators are investing in improving the production quality of their shows. And we are part of this trend again. We have a mic.
We have two mics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we investing in our show. And our quality becomes better and better. And I think we still have no competitive landscape in our in our niche. We have no competitors.
No. Cringe niche is free for now.
It's not cringe. It's everything in everywhere. We like everywhere, but we are nowhere.
Mix of cringe. Different cringe, no. Different tastes.
Cringe and kek and lol and ERL.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I've become old.
You will
right now.
You will see right now, Claudia.
Yeah. Actually, it was all 7 podcast trends you do not want to miss in 2023. We will give a link for a full article. I hope I do not forgot this.
I remember you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think in general, we are kind of okay. We catch some of them. We will thinking about others. And we trendy one.
Yes, and we started just with like AirPods headphones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like AirPods headphones mics. And now you got a mic from someone. I've bought mine. And yeah, so people, if you want to start your own podcast, just do it with whatever setup that you have. It's super easy, actually. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, you should
the hardest part is to keep up doing this. Yeah, because if you work and like stuff happens, yeah, it's really it's really hard to keep up. Anyway, I really liked that you finished with LOL, with IRL, because like I'd like to have chat. Like super easygoing chat, because this week was super hard emotionally. Yeah, because like stuff happens in Israel and
I think
Palestine.
It's about, yeah, and but everything, it's usually work with stars. It's a bad situation on the sky, the stars, the planet, and because of this, every war started, every. I don't know, all mess in our life is because of stars.
All right. Okay.
And right now, our podcast is in the cringe mix. Yeah.
Okay.
We got it.
It's all about stars.
Sorry.
Yeah. People not doing anything wrong. So, yeah. When stars will change their position, everything's going to be all right. But until then, donate to people. And yeah, as I said, I really like that you said LOL. Yeah, like I laugh at you, Claudia, because you use IRL, for example. Yeah, and like you are not young.
It was just one
already.
Time.
Not once. And
then
yeah.
It was joked.
I'd like to finish our season with guess what?
Quiz, not
yes,
quiz.
It's, yes.
Other world, yeah. Other
yes.
Words for quiz.
Yes.
I know you. I know you.
Yes, we know each other.
I hope it will be a test or quiz from BuzzFeed or something like this. The most millennial stuff for me.
I saw Buzz feet, Claudia. No, it was like I didn't know like any like word, any abbreviation from bus with feet. So no. Anyway, let's proceed. So the first one, Claudia, would be IRL. What is IRL?
In real life.
And that's correct. Yes.
Yeah,
that's
because
my
I love this sense of this, yeah, the meaning of this, because mm-hmm. it's so great. I love to use all this construction, like face-to-face communication, in real life and something like this, because everything in our life right now, we have full life in internet, mm-hmm. but we should still remember about offline. And this phrase really helps me to not forget about my real life.
Do you have a tattoo with IRL? I think you should do one.
No.
I think the next tattoo that you will have,
I will pay for this
tattoo. I'll come to Portugal soon and we will go to like some tattooer.
Actually, 2 days ago, I was thinking about that we should make a tattoo together. Like, not the couple
tattoo,
I should
do a tattoo on you. How about that?
No. No, but I know one place in St. Petersburg. They make this service. You can come with your friends or your partners, and they teach your partner to make tattoo on you.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not go to St. Petersburg for that.
Yes, no. Maybe in season 10.
Yeah, but yeah, after a world apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that this idea about ERL tattoo, it's not so bad, but it's too literal. I'm not like something so literally. I like something more figuratively.
Do it like in Chinese. Like symbols, Chinese hieroglyphs.
Okay.
Let's go. The next one. TL semicolon DR.
TL semicolon. What? It's two points, two dots.
No, it's a point and comma.
Ah, okay. TL DL?
DR.
DR. DR. I don't know.
They put it in the beginning of an article, usually, uh-huh. and like after that they write short like description what this article about.
No, I never use it.
Too long, didn't read.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but I think I'm in other part of internet where we're 10 years ago were trend, like long story short. And
okay.
Yeah, but okay, yeah. Too long, don't read. Okay. Okay.
Okay, next one. SMH.
Something? I don't know.
Something, it's one word. And this should be like...
Yeah, but SMTH, I usually...
Yeah, TH is something, but here it's SMH.
Somehow?
No.
I don't know. Again, I lose this game. Oh, I'm so sad.
Okay, we have some options here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Any cue?
Seeing my homeboy. Straightening my hair. Shaking
it's
my head.
5:10.
And some men hate.
The last one.
Sorry, what?
Last one.
No, it's shaking my head.
Yeah. Wow, it's so stupid.
I think like you put SMH like when you disagree with someone, like, and you like shaking your head. Maybe it's not like that. Okay, the next
but
one.
But when you agree, you shake your head too, like
Maybe. I don't know. I don't use this
we're
stuff.
Okay, too and, old or it too, seems like I don't know. Yeah.
The next one, B-A-E. Bae. Bae. You know, B-A-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. Bye. Babe. Babe. I don't know. Any options? Any cues?
So the options are for B-A-E. Bring alcohol, everyone. Babe, baby, before anyone else. It's like one option. Be all right, everyone. And the last one, idiot.
I actually said something like babe. And
yes.
It was wrong?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's correct. I didn't...
Okay.
I missed that. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, like internet interruptions. So the next one. W, B, U.
I saw this.
Yeah, you should know it.
What about you?
Yes.
Yes.
Nailed it. Awesome. The next one. TBH.
To be honest?
Yes. Gosh.
But we use to be fair.
You? Who you?
We, like, I don't know, people who who said, I don't know, autumn.
Okay. The next one. NSFW. Okay. The first option is...
something...
Yes.
Not something. Wow. The last?
Wow.
Let.
First
wonder.
Option. Never okay. Sleep with friends or work colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
No
one.
Seats for warning. Neatly saved for the win. And the last one, not safe for work.
Repeat the letters, please.
NSFW.
I think something about work. There are two options with work. Yeah, the first one and the last one.
Yeah, the first one, never sleep with friends or work colleagues. And the last one, not safe for work.
The first one, I don't know.
No, it's not the first one. But it's really good advice.
Okay. I need the right option, please.
Not safe
which
for
one?
Work.
Ah, really? I was
yeah.
So close.
Yes, as always. I don't understand, like, who will put this in the chat? In what context? Not safe for work.
Not safe for work. I don't know, but I saw the reel. The real, yeah. That people who still use the short, I don't know, types of words, the people who still use you, just letter you, instead of full you, or something like this. How much time you will save and for what you spend this save time.
Watching reels, for example.
Okay, good answer. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, the next one, you should nail this one. R O F L.
Raffle.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's rolling on floor laughing.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Rolling on the floor often. There is like the, but they don't count.
Okay.
The next one, like this is totally you, Claudia.
Insane.
Y O L O.
YOLO. Yeah, I remember 2013 or maybe 15. I don't know. You only live once.
You only live once. Yeah.
It was that trend about live in the moment. It was 10 years ago.
Yes. Now you just like should never sleep with friends or work colleagues. The
great
like, ninth. Like overall it's 10, but now it's 9.
Mm-hmm.
TBT.
TBT, TBT, I know this.
You should know it. It's all over the Instagram.
Yeah, TBT, but what does mean? I know this. TBT.
Usually people like post something, yeah, and it's not in the moment, but for example, from their past trip or like from their school, and they put like hashtag TBT.
In my time, it was Lategram. Hashtag Lategram.
Okay, gosh.
Yeah. But two best times, something like this, yeah.
No, if you don't know, like, okay, options. Mm-hmm. The best text.
Mm-hmm.
No. Think back though. Mm-hmm. Think back though. Throwback Thursday and Twitter bedtime.
Second one.
Think back though.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's throwback Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know like why Thursday, but...
Maybe Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. And the last one, HMU.
Mm.
One option here, hate Man UTD. Hate Manchester United.
Wow.
Because it like this quiz
so
comes
global.
from The Guardian. And The Guardian, I believe it's British.
Yeah, but I think it can be so global.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, what other option, please?
HMU. Holiday makeup.
Mm-hmm.
How mad are you? Hate Man UTD and hit me up.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Hit me up, bro. HMU.
Mate.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end. You did great, Claudia. Yeah, especially with
not
Rofl.
So bad.
With Yolo.
And Yala.
Yeah. TBH. And of course, the first one, IRL.
Oh, of course, my favorite. Yeah, maybe I'm ready for this tattoo, actually. Maybe.
Oh, like, one story, sorry. Like, I've listened to like Luke's English podcast, my favorite English podcast of all time. Yeah. And like he told story that his mother, like when she like get a phone and they started text each other, yeah, like in...
Mm-hmm.
Like in the beginning
chatting.
Of 2000s, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that LOL means lots of love.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
of course,
she wrote him, like, see you soon, LOL.
Yeah, XXX, like XOXO.
I'm really glad that you will come to holidays. Miss you so much, LOL.
So ironic.
Yes, it's super funny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it was fun that... And right now, there are still a lot of abbreviation, yeah? It's called like this. Okay,
yes.
Yeah. In Instagram, for example, still very popular, like POV, like POV, point of view.
POV and, is popular not on Instagram, Claudia.
Yeah, but I mean...
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Yeah, but... Oh, people still use the Okay. We should focus on something.
We should, Claudia, we will call this part of our episode POV.
P- OV. Okay, like always. Yes. Different parts of episode.
That's been it. I really enjoyed our main part. And now you and me, we will go to our, not the most favorite, but sometimes.
Yeah, there is, sometimes.
Anyway,
it's
super enjoyable takes. Claudia, what's your take for today?
Thank you for this question. I have some.
Give us some.
Yeah, I think my take that websites right now isn't necessary and they becomes like unuseless or something. And in general, I think that it's sad because I like websites. I like the... yeah, everything that you want to find, all information, any, I don't know, things that you want to buy, you can, okay, for example, information, when you want to ask something on internet, you just Google it. And in, I think, big percent of situation that you do not need to go to any site, you can find information in Google, like in the first screen, because Google makes preview of sites, okay, like make an answer for you in a Google directly. Mm-hmm. And they stall traffic from other sites. They like stay okay in my page. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course websites still really important, but it's way more important for big companies, for services. It's like I don't know, Google, Amazon or something. But if you want to sell something, like your products, you have a brand, you have a company, you can use only social media actually, and you can sell, you can grow your business, you can sell something in social media. They have their own marketplaces inside of any platforms. And for example, or you can use the big services like Amazon, like I don't know, any marketplace, you can sell your products. Mm-hmm. Using the service, and it's actually way more easier, and the process for business is way more easier and cooler. And your website is just for, I don't know, just for nothing, but it's, I don't know. And I think that this idea come up to me and I'm like, wow, maybe right now website isn't necessary. And for me, it's sad because I really like websites. I like how it can be really cool and interesting and beautiful and all this web design stuff. And mm-hmm. you do not see this because you can find the answer on the Google page. You do not go to ugly website or beautiful website. You just...
Yes, but without sites, Google won't have like sites to scrape information from, you know?
Yeah, so. But we already have all information, and ChatGPT do not need even Google to answer your question, because...
Yes, but like, actually you touched like super like painful question right now. Yeah, because like people write blogs, sites like BuzzFeed, something like that, where they like generate some content. People do that, and the way they work, they get money from it through advertisements. And actually, like if you think about, all internet is free. You just go on the internet, and this is possible just because advertisements. Yeah, but with ChatGPT, with even Google, yeah, it's not Google, okay, but with ChatGPT and things like that, it's super like concerning, yeah, that this information will go just to ChatGPT and sites won't
Google,
get revenue.
Even Google stole the traffic from you. Do not press the link to go.
But
to
you can.
The BuzzFeed.
But you can.
You can. Yeah.
But
yeah.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, in ChatGPT there are no options. Yeah. It's crazy. But I like websites, and we should use it more. We should go to website. We should discuss their design. We should discuss their usability or something, how it works. We should thinking about it more. And this is my take, that without us, they died.
Okay, like in the beginning you said that you think that people doesn't need sites anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
It's not necessary, yeah.
It's not necessary. Like in some way, yes. Like if you want to sell something, you can sell on Amazon, but you will pay fees
or
to Amazon.
Or even Instagram. Even
or
Instagram. But Amazon gave you more traffic than your own site.
Yes.
And
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think like websites...
But I think it's so huge industry, even for small business. It was the hugest industry, like designers, like coders, developers, like...
It's still there.
Even services. Yeah, and
we still
and
are.
Even
we still are.
And I'm a designer, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even services like constructor of sites. Yeah, like when you make
site
a site by yourself. Yeah. Even this, it's so big industry still, but I think it goes down.
Maybe. Can't tell. Can't agree. Actually, I think that.
Mm-hmm.
Internet is everything. Yeah. And like many people do their like sites that represents their work, something
but I
like
think,
that.
Yeah, but I think it depends of like desktop users and mobile users. And when you use your mobile phone, like your main device for searching information for buy something and something else, you prefer in one day you just prefer to use app like something. If you're a big company, you create your own app for your services. And
you have, for example, a dentist clinic, where will you put information about that on Instagram? I think it's not that convenient because you want, like on Instagram, the quality of pictures are super, like, shitty. And you want, like,
you want the best quality of people's teeth. Yeah.
Like, you want pictures of your stuff, you know, you want to have price list in a convenient, like, table. Not in stories, in 1,000 stories every, like, price.
Yeah, but you have the Facebook page. You have a Google Maps
page.
Have
you used Facebook, Claudia?
Me? No.
Facebook
but Google?
Is also a garbage. It's like, it's really garbage. Yeah, like when I have to go to Facebook to, like, see some information, I hate it. Yeah.
But it was on a top one day. It was.
Maybe.
It was useful. But I think that all professional communication moved to LinkedIn. I don't know why. What happens right now? LinkedIn. Yeah. And LinkedIn right now, they make more... I know attention to posts, to blog, to some like information, and support companies who gives more text like posts and and something like this, and all fun content moves to Instagram, TikTok, and something like this. And now Facebook is really something in past. We forgot about this.
Yeah.
But okay, but we still have a Google Maps and the timetable of of any place, like dentist office, will be there.
Yeah, so to see time, you should go to Google Maps. To see like pictures, you go to Instagram. To see prices, you go to Facebook. Yeah, that's cool.
but I don't know. I think the audience of the reach, how much people can reach the site of dentist clinic, just local one. It's mm-hmm. it's not the same like the how many people. Maybe it's the same actually. How many people found information about that in Google Maps, like, and do not go to the site directly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But awesome. Website, we can make it great again. We are you and me and our listeners from USA, Berlin, Barcelona, and other stuff. Guys, let's go to the internet.
Remember that we've done a website for the Bread Cafe?
The Bread Cafe? What?
Yes, the cafe where you and me, we worked in this cafe.
Ah, Brad, yeah. I heard
yes, bread. Brother.
Bread cafe. And I'm like, bread cafe?
Okay, so
which
like...
Which one?
Remember bucket lists? Remember we talked about bucket lists?
Yeah.
So in our bucket list, we crossed out to make site, you know? Cool.
I want one. I want the site like my portfolio, but I'm not sure that I really need it. But I want, because it's so cool. It can be so beautiful and interesting, and I really want it, but I'm not sure that it have sense.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay, sorry, this take was long, but this topic, this idea was really important for me.
It's important for the world.
Yeah. And what about you? You have some controversial opinion or
yes,
something like
my
this?
My take. I think that everything should be round. And I don't understand... Why do we have like many things, like basically like most things with angles?
Have,
you know,
corners? Like, angles, not corners, yeah.
Corners, yeah, angles, rectangles, yeah, like...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why? You know, there is an artist that makes like cars all bubbly. It's like a car, but it's from like gum.
Oh, yeah,
it
I know.
Like...
Edgar Vroom.
I have no
idea. It's a fat car, fat house.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is great. And for example, if we had everything round, we won't have much pain. Like we would have less pain in this world. Yeah. Because like this week, in my kitchen, I have, I had to like take something from the high point, you know?
Okay.
And I couldn't reach it because it was super high. And I decided to jump.
Great idea.
I jumped like high.
Really high.
Yes. I've jumped. I've grabbed.
Actually, right now sounds like my story. Right now it sounds like typical Claudia.
We switch places.
And I jump like high.
Well, I jump, I grab my thing, and I'm happy. But then I go down, of course.
Yeah. Back to the ground.
And I have a oven, where you can cook stuff.
Yeah.
And the handle of the oven, it's fucking rectangle.
Oven.
It's all with angles. And of course, I land with my hip on this exact angle.
My hand of my oven is without corners. It's so slay.
It should be like this. And everything in the house should be bubbly, maybe soft, why do we have rectangles?
I think the straight lines, it's cool. No, sometimes we really need it. No?
I don't need it.
Okay. Never thinking about this. Wow.
Yeah, why? It was super painful for me. And for one, I was in my jeans and it was painful and it was bright. And I thought, but I'm okay with pain. Yeah, I handle it all right.
Okay with pain.
But at the moment, sometimes, because I handle pain very well, sometimes I didn't anticipate the damage that I get. And this time I was oh my God, I think I tear apart my skin and maybe it will be open wound. But I'm happy announce that everything is all right. But come on, why? And how many pinky toes are stuck into angle corner of your table or something like that? Why not everything is round? Why?
Yeah, and for example, the laptop, MacBook, it's okay. Yeah, it's without a straight corner. Yeah, it's okay. Or no?
I think yes, just because you it. How many times it damage you? I think more about
things,
everything that
things,
surrounds
it's
you.
Things which make you suffer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Physically, not mental.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
That's my
great. It's something huge.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, insane, really. Wow. But I think the corners, the angles, it's something necessary, actually. For example, can you imagine Lego without without all this?
Yeah.
Things.
Like...
But actually, Lego is really painful stuff.
Yes. But... I think it's okay because children, they develop themselves, then they play with Lego, and that's okay. But having a handle that is round in my oven, won't make so much difference in the world, but I won't suffer that much.
Okay, I think in our Telegram channel, we should start a challenge, not challenge, I don't know, trend. And ask our listeners to share their oven hands.
Okay.
I will send my photos. I will.
Deal. And that was my take.
Cool.
So
great. Wow.
I think, on this note, we should go to the next section, which is giraffes and marshmallows.
Yeah.
Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
What's your
hello?
Giraffe or marshmallow?
Wow. Just one question for you, Piero. Okay, imagine that for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You can only drink water. It's okay because water is necessary.
What?
You can only What?
Boa or Woa?
Oh, okay. You're from Australia?
No,
I know.
It's from
you're
Britain.
From London.
No, Claudia, I'm from Russia, sorry.
Okay. So, for the rest of your life, you can only drink water and one more other type of drink. But only this.
Mm-hmm.
What will you choose, like, for your extra drink? Not only water.
Extra
beverage,
liquid.
No. Liquid, yeah.
Tea.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to choose, like, type of the tea, or, like, any tea will be all right?
Mm-hmm. Because tea can be cold, can be warm, can be so many...
Actually, I thought about hot tea. I thought, like,
but
in the... like it was
can,
super
you can
like
leave
thoughtful,
it.
Thoughtful decision, you know, because in summer I can drink water,
mm-hmm.
and it's all right, yeah. You can have like cold water, and that's super cool in summer.
Yeah,
but in the winter I don't want to drink. Hot water.
Warm.
Yeah,
warm
it's
water.
It's like a piece, you know? So, yeah, you need some drink. I don't want to drink coffee. I don't want to drink alcohol. So, yeah, it's tea.
Yeah, great. I'm agree. Tea is a great invention of our life.
English breakfast tea.
English breakfast, a little bit milk, but no, I'm really love tea. I'm thinking about juice, maybe, like, because fruits and it's interesting. But then I no coffee, not so interesting. Juice, sparkling water. I really love sparkling water, but it's almost water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tea is great. Yeah, okay. It was easy.
It was easy, yeah.
So.
Claudia, imagine like a house, a very cool mm-hmm. modern house. Let it be rectangle, mm-hmm. like with corners, you know, like cube.
Okay.
Imagine a house like cube.
Yeah. Like something Norwegian, Scandinavian vibe in the forest.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Without roof. Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. made of glass, transparent mm-hmm. glass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you need to live in this house for 1 week without going out
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. it's either 1 week in the sky or 1 week like at the bottom of an ocean, of some ocean. What would you choose?
I don't know, because I think I do not like water stuff and be underwater and all this water ocean world with fish, and I'm not interested into
mm-hmm.
this. But it's interesting. It can be interesting. But I'm not the fan. But also, the sky, it's super boring. No, it's nothing. But I think I prefer sky, but I think it will be boring.
So what would you choose?
Sky.
Sky. Okay.
Yeah. But it will be boring, I think. It will be just nothing around. Or, I don't know, people in
the
airplane.
I imagine that we could put you, like, in some airplane roadway, airplane way. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, where mm-hmm. planes go back and forth. And uh-huh. you will be on exact, like, 10,000 kilometers where planes passes by. And you can,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
say hi to people. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah,
like
I think
that.
Yeah, it's cooler, yeah, and maybe clouds, maybe this week will be cloudy and I see clouds and
yeah,
sunsets.
also like the view of landscape of the like earth, yeah, will be okay, I think. But I think that, for example, I would choose the bottom of an ocean just because like it's, imagine like it's not real situation, but I think like there it will be dark, but I imagine like that something around will be lighted up, with electricity,
yeah,
something like
your
that.
Your house will be a lighter.
Yeah, and you will see some super strange creatures and fish and
I got it. I think it's really interesting, but I'm not interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
For me, all this ocean pool, like museum, how it calls all oceanariums. No,
marine.
Where the place in which you can go and everything is in glass and you like walk and fish under you and near you and you're like in a tunnel of this huge
big aquarium,
yeah,
oceanarium,
like museum, oceanarium, yeah,
oceanarium,
yeah. I said oceanarium.
An English word? I don't know.
Yeah, I said oceanarium, but I think it's... Yeah, but I said oceanarium, but it sounds like something stupid. It sounds like unreal.
Oceanarium Lisbon, Claudia.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I do not like this at all. And I can visit the place like this only if... people with me, like I really want it and I'm okay, I can be your company, but it never be my decision, like let's go to this place. And because for me it's like and diving and all this stuff with go to this world, water, for me it's like okay. Yeah, but sky, I really love sky. And if I can see airplanes and clouds like closer than usual, it will be great. But I think in the most part of this week, it was just boring, empty something.
Empty soul like mine. Yeah. And also you're Claudia. And of course you should be.
Yeah. Yeah. And sunsets and moon and stars. I will be closer to stars and all decision makes because of stars, you know.
I know, Claudia. Yes. So
mix of cringe. It's our new jingle.
We should have called our podcast Mix of Cringe.
No, but this episode will be like the end of the season. 2 points. 2 points.
POV of
Mix
cringe.
Of cringe. Okay. Okay.
So, Claudia, do you want to say goodbye?
I want to say bye, really. And it's not the last episode of our show. It's just last episode of this season. We are ready to... we'll be back. We'll be back. Yeah, but thank you. Thank you, listeners. I really want to say thank you. And I really appreciate that you here. And thank you, Perio, because you are my best co-host in all my life.
Some more?
I think no, but you're the best in, even if I have other, I think you will be best.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Claudia, for such warm words. Yeah. Thank you, listeners. It was great season and it's just the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. And see you in the Telegram with our memes and posts and sharing your oven handles. Yeah. Well, that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.
So, my take for today.
No, okay. We didn't start. I didn't ask you, Claudia. Stop. Please stop.
But I'm ready to talk.